Welcome to the National Rural Education Association podcast, the voice of rural schools and communities across the country. This is part two of our NFAIR, our National Forum to Advance Rural Education Conference. We're interviewing our keynote and TED Talk speakers from across the country, and it is. Let me start this off this way. I'm going to introduce, you know, Jared Bigham. Dr. Jared Bigham's with us, and he's excited about being here as well. I am really excited because we have a classroom teacher, an exceptional classroom teacher from University Charter Schools in Livingston, Alabama, and the University of West Alabama, which is our state affiliate. And Dr. Jen Miller is doing great work there at the University of West Alabama. So Haley Richardson, it is a pleasure to meet you in person, kind of virtually. And I'll meet you at the conference this fall. So welcome, Haley, and glad to have you on our podcast.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be doing this, and I am really excited about doing the conference this fall in November. I'm just so thankful for this opportunity and to be doing this with you guys.
I will tell you this, your life will change a little bit being at the Rural Conference in good ways. And in a sense of your reach is going to be a lot larger, and you'll be asked to do more outreach from other folks across the country. And we're excited to have you there. So while we're talking about the conference and going, tell us a little bit about your teaching career, also where you're from, and then kind of why you became a rural teacher.
Hey, can I just, let me talk 1 second in this whole intro.
There it is. There's your second.
I just have to tell a funny story that, you know, I've got 5 kids and 2 of them are Disney Channel fanatics. And for listeners out there that don't know, there's a Haley Lou Richardson that is a Disney Channel star. And so one of my kids overheard me saying that I was going to be interviewing Haley Richardson, and she flipped out. She thought I was interviewing the Disney star, but I'm happier to interview you, Haley. But do you ever get that mix up? Anybody ever say see your name and think you're a Disney Channel star?
No, I have not. To be honest, that's my first time ever hearing that.
Oh my goodness,
a star. I'm going to have to look her up.
So the real Haley Richardson that we have, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Okay, well, just a little bit about myself. I teach second grade at University Charter School in Livingston, Alabama. This upcoming fall, I'll be going into my 4th year of teaching. I am from Reform, Alabama, which is in Pickens County. It's a little over an hour from Livingston, Alabama, where I was born, raised, and grew up rural and went to both elementary and high school. I tell people often that originally I had not planned on becoming a teacher. I originally was going to be a nurse, following behind the footsteps of my mother, who is a registered nurse. I got into education after my, say, second semester of college, where I attended Shelton State Community College. I decided to become a substitute teacher. And after subbing for a while, going into my last semester at Shelton before transferring to the University of West Alabama, I decided to change my major the last semester there. I feel like that was the best decision that I've ever made. The best decision was to come to West Alabama to join their education department to receive my degree. One thing I don't know. I've always grown up in a rural area, and just I've known rural all my life. And after being here in the education department with West Alabama, we do, during your field experience, which happens during junior and senior block, we go out into the local schools here in Sumter County and Marengo County to do our experience, where we can be in the classroom. We can follow behind or shadow behind another teacher, and as well as teach a few lessons. And I feel like a lot of times you meet people who've never seen rural or been in rural areas, and they notice and realize a lot of different things. But to me, I grew up that way, so I've always known that. And so I think I just wanted to stay in an area what I grew up in, so that I could bring the things that I've been exposed to and I've learned to the students in a rural area.
That's a great answer. Go ahead, Dr. Bigham.
Yeah, I like how you keep going back to the touchstone in your professional life is at rural communities and having a passion for rural communities. And being a fourth generation educator in a very rural community myself in Tennessee, I can relate to that. But one thing I think if listeners are probably surprised at, or at least some of our listeners, when you hear charter school and rural in the same sentence, because there's not a lot of rural charter schools. So can you tell me about what attracted you to that position to work at a charter school, and what is maybe different from some of the surrounding public schools?
Well, I guess something that attracted me was just seeing so much of what the kids around here were not exposed to, and a lot of things like lacking a lot of resources. Oftentimes rural schools, that's one big thing, is they lack a lot of resources and things like that. And once I heard about the charter school and learned a little bit more about it, I was thinking, oh, wow, that's going to be a great asset to Sumter County. Not really thinking at first, like, oh, yeah, I need to get in on that. I need to apply. But, later seeing the things that they were going to bring about to this county and this community, and then talking further with some of my professors, it just kind of led me to apply and thinking, hey, I could be, this would be great for me, as well as me be great for the students that would be coming into this school who have never gotten this exposure to different things that we offer here at the charter school. Going into my fourth year, just seeing how much the students here have thrived. And the exposure we've given them, some things they may have never seen or never heard, and the resources, being able to have those resources. I think that we've really provided them with a lot of resources that other schools here may not have or receive.
And that's a good point. I've actually visited the school. It's a beautiful place, and it's on campus at the University of West Alabama, which makes it even more unique in that setting. Speaking of that, kind of tell us, you're going to do a TED Talk for us at the conference. So if someone is, in the audience or virtually attending our conference, what are they going to take away from your TED Talk moment at our conference?
Well, one thing I think that if for a person listening in the audience or via Zoom could take away from my talk would be the passion that I have for a rural area, and for those who may be losing their spark or their spunk that may be teaching in a rural area, maybe just hearing some of the things that I have to say may just regain their spark and their I guess you could say, in teaching and going back and thinking as to why they became a teacher and why they chose to be in a rural area. And for those who may not be in a rural area, to understand how it is to be in a rural area and to value it just a little bit more.
Great answer. Great answer. I love it. And it makes a lot of sense. And I think I look forward to our conference November 11th, 12th, and hearing you speak to our group there. Dr. Bigham, you got any other questions on a couple of things?
Yeah, I've got a question that we ask all our guests, and it doesn't have to be a final question, but this is definitely a summation of our conversation. We call it the Harry Potter question. If you were Harry Potter for a day and you could wave your wand and change anything in education in your setting or your area, your community, what would that wave of the wand be? And there's a rule, you can't wave the wand to get more waves. So you're going to get one wave of the wand. So if you could change one thing, what would that be with your Harry Potter moment?
One thing. Well, like I just mentioned, I know that our school here, we provide, a lot of resources, but there are always more resources that you could provide. But I think for just rural education in general is being able to provide the resources that those schools need. just so that they can prepare their students and give their students the absolute best education and give them what they need to receive the best education possible.
Great.
I think you might be a politician down the road, Haley, because that was a good answer. You did a good job staying in the middle. That was very strong. I think you have politics in your future if you don't, you know, the speaking thing doesn't work out. Haley, you know, we're gonna kind of move to a couple things here. And Jared and I have both been in the situation where we had to hire teachers. And we had to interview teachers and we had to find teachers a lot of times in rural areas. And I know you've talked a little bit about some of these things, but if you, in your classroom, you said second grade, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what do you see or what do you think about when you look at your students, and do you see any of them becoming teachers and following in your example?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I can see a lot of my students coming in and just in some of their personalities and some of the things that they see me do, I can see them kind of mimicking me or, you know, you always have that teacher, I mean, that student that wants to be the teacher themselves and they always doing what you're doing and trying to get onto other students or trying to show or teach another student. So I most definitely can see some of my students coming in and being future teachers one day. My very first year, we had a week. Since we're not, at the time when we opened the school, we weren't, we were just pre-K through eighth grade. And so we don't have a homecoming because we don't have anybody to come that comes home yet. So we did, instead of like a homecoming week, like most schools, we had a dream week. And our PTA put it on where they have different dress up days and things of that nature. And one particular day was dressed like your favorite role model. And I had this one particular student who I didn't know anything about it, but she came in, she was dressed in a cute little dress. She had a name badge on, glasses on, and her name badge said Haley Richardson, University Charter School second grade teacher. And, you know, it just made my day to think, wow, you know, I'm doing something to enlighten a student that they want to be like me or I'm a role model in their life. And, you know, kind of made me a little emotional, but I know that I'm going on the right path that I need to be on to lead students in the right direction. So that's one good thing about teaching.
Dr. Bingham, you can disagree with me, but that may be one of the best answers we've ever had on this podcast.
Oh, I agree. The ability to impact student lives early on like that and help recruit more passionate teachers to the field is something we need so badly right now in rural areas and human capital strategies. I mean, we've been talking about that for a while. So that answer is awesome. Thank you, Haley.
You know, one of the things, and we'll close it up here, Haley, is there anything you want to tell our audience about yourself that we may not know? Anything? Uh-oh.
Man, you just put her on the spot.
I did.
I'm a fun, loving, kind of go with the flow person. And I always enjoy learning and receiving new opportunities and being able to gain more knowledge on new things, especially in the education world.
You did well again, Haley. I can see why you do well on your evaluations, probably. You do well in the classroom. So good job on the answer. I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm going to let Dr. Bingham, you have any comments before I finalize and wrap up this show?
No, I just appreciate what Haley does, appreciate her, and I'm looking forward to hearing her TED Talk at the conference. I think a lot of our listeners will be excited to attend her session. So it's going to be great. We need more Haleys out there in rural communities.
Amen. Amen. I would agree. This final reminder, this episode will drop as soon as Chris produces it and gets it ready to go, which should be pretty soon. We'll also send this out with our conference information material. Our podcast is brought to you each week and each time we record by Win Learning. Win Learning is your soft skills and career advising specialist. And reach out to Steve Fain and his crew. They'll help you out and help your school. So with that being said, it has been a pleasure to interview and talk with Haley Richardson from University of West Alabama / University Charter School. And of course, Dr. Jared Bigham, a good friend of mine and my co-host of the National Rural Education Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast and website are those of Dr. Alan Pratt, Dr. Jared Bigham, and Dr. Christopher F. Silver, and do not represent the affiliated universities and or any organization affiliated with the hosts. This podcast and the accompanying material, including our website, represent the opinions of Dr. Alan Pratt, Dr. Jared Bingham, and Dr. Christopher F. Silver, and their guests to the show and website. The content here should not be taken as medical or professional advice and should be used at your own risk. The content here is for informational purposes only and should be understood as such. The Rural Voice podcast or its hosts do not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and the information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. Further, the content of this podcast are the property of the National Rural Education Association and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark law. No other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without prior written permission. By listening to this podcast, you agree to the terms and conditions, and while we make every effort to ensure that the information that we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors. Thank you.